70,000 people filled St. Peter's Square for the weekly appointment with Pope Francis, and speaking in Italian, he brought their attention to this Friday, May 24th, when the Universal Church marks the Feast of Our Lady, Help of Christians, and World Day of Prayer for the Church in China.
Invito tutti i cattolici del mondo a unirsi in preghiera con i fratelli e le sorelle che sono in Cina.
The day was instituted by Benedict XVI in 2008 and entrusted to Our Lady of Shishan, situated near Shanghai, to whom Chinese faithful are particularly devoted. Pope Francis asked for our prayers so that our brothers and sisters in China may have the grace to proclaim the risen Christ to the world without fear, to be faithful to his church and the successor of Peter, and to live everyday life in service to their country and fellow citizens in a way that is consistent with the faith they profess. Pope Francis's invitation to join in prayer with Chinese Catholics came at the end of his general audience, during which the Pope focused on the duty of every Christian to proclaim the good news. A summary was offered for English-speaking pilgrims by Monsignor Philip Whitmore.
The following is a summary in English of the Holy Father's words this morning. In our catechesis on the Creed, we pass now from the article on the Holy Spirit to that on the Church, one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. The Holy Spirit and the Church are in fact inseparable. The Spirit enlivens and guides the Church, and each of us within the Church, to carry out Christ's mandate to make disciples of all peoples. He opens minds and hearts to the beauty and truth of the Gospel. The Spirit overcomes selfishness and division, creating unity, communion, reconciliation, and love. The Spirit also instills the strength needed to bear courageous witness to the risen Christ. He is the Spirit of mission and evangelization. The fire of the Holy Spirit was sent down upon the apostles at Pentecost in answer to their fervent prayer. Ardent prayer in the Spirit must always be the soul of new evangelization and the heart of our lives as Christians. Let us renew each day our trust in the working of the Holy Spirit, open our hearts to his inspiration and gifts, and strive to be signs of unity and communion with God in the midst of our human family.
Cari fratelli, vi invito tutti a pregare con me per le vittime, specialmente i bambini, del disastro in Oklahoma.
There now follows a translation into English of the Holy Father's greeting. Dear brothers and sisters, I invite all of you to pray with me for the victims, especially the children, of the disaster in Oklahoma. May the Lord himself console everyone, in particular parents who have lost a child in such a tragic way. I offer a cordial welcome to all the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors present at today's audience, including those from England, Ireland, India, Canada, and the United States. My special greeting goes to the pilgrims from the Archdiocese of Hartford and the Alumni Association of the Catholic University of America. In these days when the Church celebrates the descent of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, I invoke upon you and your families his gifts of wisdom and peace. God bless you all.
In unscripted comments in Italian, Pope Francis concluded, "Proclaiming Jesus, evangelizing, brings us joy. It energizes and lifts us up, but only through ardent prayer and if we are open to the Holy Spirit." I'm Emma McCarthy.
Pater noster, qui es in celis.
Domine vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Et nunc et in saeculum.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui fecit caelum et terra.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.